This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camilla, Kelly Anissa and Lim Soo Ann.
And on Twitter, we're asking you, would you visit a heritage site such as Kakakosa Srinagara because it was featured in a film? So 42% of you say that you would visit it anyway, 34% of you said that you would because it was featured in a film, and 24% of you said that you would not visit a place like that. So you can take that poll or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 0377-332-900.
So why are we asking this question, Sue Ann?
Well, first of all, most people would probably know Kakakosa Srinagara as Nick Young's very extravagant family home in the movie Crazy Rich Asians. But you know, how many of us would know about its significance and part of Malaysian history? So now the government has said that it is thinking of plans to redevelop it into a iconic tourist site, and according to the Tourism, Arts and Culture Ministry's Secretary General, Dato' Isham Ishak, the building along with the land would undergo a facelift as part of the government's plan to transform it.
Yes, and currently an evaluation on the colonial mansion is being carried out together with the Public Works Ministry. They are conducting a forensic study to determine the structural safety of the colonial buildings as well as its infrastructures, including the piping and wiring. So this study will also cover the road network surrounding the buildings as the access roads, leading to the site are narrow. Yeah, and so they're hoping that by early next year, they can look at proposals on how the building can be preserved and given a facelift with the goal of turning it into an iconic tourist site.
Okay, so just a bit of background, a brief history on Kakakosa Srinagara. It's located in the Perdana Botanical Garden. It's actually made up of two colonial mansions, Kakakosa and Srinagara. The Kakakosa mansion was built in 1896 as the official residence of Sir Frank Swettenham, the British Commissioner of the then Federated Malay States. Srinagara, on the other hand, was formerly called King's House. It was built in 1913 as an official guest house for Frank Swettenham's guests. And fun fact, in 1986, it was appointed as the temporary residence for Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip when they were in town for the 1989 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting.
And in the pre-independence years, Srinagara was the location of several significant events in our road to independence. From 1955 to 1957, the Constitution of Malaya was drafted in that building. And in the same building, on the 5th of August 1957, the Merdeka Agreement was signed by the nine sultans. However, in 1957, ownership of Kakakosa Srinagara was handed by the Malayan government to Britain, but ownership was returned back to the Malaysian government in 1987 through a land swap deal.
Yeah, and since then, both buildings were converted into luxury boutique hotels and underwent several refurbishments during that time. But then in 2007, Kakakosa Srinagara was declared as a heritage building under the National Heritage Act. But when the rental lease for the hotels ended, both buildings were actually abandoned and left vacant. So this was for Kakakosa in 2009 and Srinagara in 2015.
But then the Asian Heritage Museum stepped in and took over Kakakosa Srinagara in 2017 as a social tenant. So they used the ground floor of both buildings to host an exhibition. And according to KK Tan, the CEO of Asian Heritage Museum, his first sight of the place was, quote, horrible.
Yeah, that was not surprising, right? Because Kakakosa was neglected for close to 8 years and was covered in animal droppings and even moss and mold. Srinagara, at least, it was in a slightly better condition because it was only vacant for about 2 years until they pick up the tenancy, I suppose. Right. And it was during this time that Crazy Rich Asian filmed in Kakakosa Srinagara. With the production team's interest in the place, they also actually helped to clean up and repair the different parts of the building.
Yeah, and right now it's still vakant, but with plans to redevelop Kakakosa Srinagara as a tourist site, you know, what does this mean for the buildings itself? What are the things that have to be considered throughout the process? So earlier today, I spoke to Elizabeth Cardosa, who's the president of Badan Warisan Malaysia, and here's a clip from our conversation. But talks about redeveloping Kakakosa Srinagara, I mean, it's undergone quite a few refurbishments up until now. I mean, what would it mean in terms of preserving Kakakosa Srinagara?
Well, it was taken back by the Malaysian government in the mid-1980s converted into a hotel and event space and all of that. It's been used for that purpose. So it has already been redeveloped. I suppose this is a new project. So what would it mean? It's just really continuation of what has already happened. I think the question which arises is, what is the nature and what is the scope and scale of this new redevelopment? You know, the headlines say an iconic, it is an iconic place. Iconic insofar as it represents a particular lifestyle, a particular period in terms of architecture, etc. And, you know, represents, you know, the highest of high, like, you know, the government, so to speak, right? You know, but it isn't that much viewed by, I think, the general public don't necessarily see it. It's not so obvious, like the Sultan Abdul Samad building.
Mm-hmm.
So it while it's iconic, it is historically very relevant and iconic. I think visually and emotionally, I'm not so sure how many people have actually visited it, you know, over the years. I'm sure lots and lots and lots, but, you know, what kind of memories do you have of it, you know? So when you talk about redevelopment, all of these things need to be taken into account. Plus the fact, so, and that Carcosa is gazetted as Warisan Kebangsaan under the National Heritage Act, and I believe Srinagara is gazetted on the register at Warisan, also under the National Heritage Act. So there are guidelines and there are rules that are already in place, so to speak, you know, that are already there. There are guidelines as to the nature of the redevelopment, the scale and the scope of the redevelopment. All of these things need to be taken into consideration when we look at redevelopment.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just for an example, what are some of these guidelines or aspects that that developers have to take into account when they're refurbishing heritage buildings like the Carcosa Srinagara?
If you're looking just at the building itself and not developing the you know, the area around it, within the buildings themselves, you're looking at retaining the original fabric. That means, you know, it was parquet floors, you keep the parquet, you don't change it into marble, you don't change it into another material. Retaining the windows, and certainly the whole architectural integrity have to be retained when they are gazetted in this nature. No change to the physical appearance and no change to the material appearance as well. And that those are very, very strong standards that are in place. It doesn't mean you can't add new loos, you can't add lifts, you can't, of course not, you know, but it's a question of where is it going to be placed that's appropriate. So if you plonk it right in front, that changes or you know, changes the facade, which is part of your historic view. You know, if you look at old photos, you will see it. And if you change it or you change the color, even if you, you know, if you paint it red today, for example, it would be quite a different view. And these are all parts of the guidelines that are in place, the do's and don'ts, which Jabatan Warisan have come up with. When it comes to, you know, decorating the interior, things which are reversible, that's not an issue. You want to move your furniture around, put in carpet, all of those things are no issues because obviously that's completely reversible. But in the 1980s, when they, you know, turned the two buildings into this hotel and F&B and event space, they had already added certain elements in there, you know, because they turned some of the rooms into bedrooms, right? So they added toilets to make it ensuite. They enlarged a particular area for the kitchen to service the dining. These were all things that were done. So from the conservation point of view, what we always recommend is you first do, you know, an assessment. You do a condition assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You look at what is original. You look at how it is. It's not just the forensics that the government is talking about doing, but doing what we would call, you know, a condition assessment, which gives us an understanding of what the character of and what the elements are that are original, what changes have been made, what could be reversed, what should be reversed, and what should be reinstated, if anything at all, and how you treat the whole space. And that's within the physical building itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the law says that any development on a heritage site, that is a gazetted site, that is to take place within a 200-meter boundary,
mm-hmm.
of the site. And you know, they don't, it's a bit unclear, it's silent now, whether it's the building itself or whether it's the whole tapak, yeah? But, you know, whatever it is, 200 meters is quite, you're not allowed, you have to consider that as your buffer, as an area that whatever development happens there, the scale of it has to be sympathetic and subservient, in a sense, to the original building, because the building is the masterpiece. Mm-hmm. You know, you have gazetted it for particular reasons. So if you build, you know, a high-rise blocking the vista, the historic vista, for example, mm-hmm. then you have, while you don't touch the main building, you have eclipsed the building in a different way, you know? So these are all the kinds of standards and guidelines that we look at when we are talking about redevelopment of a heritage site.
Mm-hmm. And one final question. You know, the Carcosa Srinagara got quite popular when Crazy Rich Asians filmed there. And you know, with it potentially being redeveloped into a tourist site, do you think that, you know, people visiting because of the movie, will that take away from the appreciation of its history?
No, not necessarily. I mean, that was part of the story, or of its story, its more recent story, obviously, the fact that it's a film set. I don't think that takes it away. It depends on, if you're going to recreate a whole room to look like that, because, you know, they built a set in Kakuta, mm-hmm. the whole entrance, the whole, you know, all of that was rebuilt, temporary, yeah, for it was a movie set, right? If you're going to put those in, then you change the appearance, then you will, what do you call it, detract from the original architecture and the original design and the original history, and then that would be a problem. But telling that as part of the story, no, I don't think that that itself is an issue, because when you look at the history of a place, it really depends on how whoever is doing this new redevelopment wants to interpret the place. You know, what kind of markers are you going to put in to say this is the history of the place? How are you going to tell the story of the history of the place? And it doesn't have to be signboards or anything like that, but you do it through the exposition of an exhibition, perhaps. You do it through the exposition of the way in which you place furnishing. You know, I mean, there are many, many different, and this is a design thing, right? Mm-hmm. So Crazy Rich Asians will bring in a new, maybe a different audience, which is good. It's always good to have new audiences come and appreciate it. We hope when they go, they see it, mm-hmm. and they come because of an impetus, but they actually then begin to understand and enjoy it because of its historicity, because of its heritage values. And that would then be the next step, you know, and that's part of the development for tourism, one would hope, given that these are considered by the government as to be gazetted as national heritage. Mm-hmm. You know, the nation should be proud of it, and therefore the nation should want the story that is being told and the interpretation of the place to be in line with the real history, not a made-up history.
So that was Elizabeth Cardosa, president of Badan Warisan Malaysia. Thinking about this proposed plans to redevelop, it's very likely that it's because of all the interest that it has gained from the movie itself. So they want to develop it into a tourist site. But do you think that is enough to get people going to the Carcosa Srinagara?
I don't know what form it is going to take after its renovation. So it's hard to say, right? If it's going to be a museum, I don't know. Right, if it's going to be a cafe, maybe.
I do think depending on what it ends up turning out to be, that would, I think, depend on whether people will pay more attention to it consistently and not just for a small amount of time, a short period of time.
Yeah, and I think also, like Elizabeth said, if it's going to be turned into a set, like a tribute to the movie, then you're going to take away a bit from the history. And then how long will that attention last anyway from the movie?
Yeah, I feel like it's, I mean, no offense to fans of Crazy Rich Asians, but I don't know if that's the film that you want to have a shrine for that film.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, again, it was an interesting film, but I don't know if it's iconic to draw the people there and to visit it for years and years and years to come. It's not an iconic film, but I do understand the appeal, a film that is iconic, that the pull that it can have. But Crazy Rich Asians, I think, does not meet that quality.
Yeah, and I think there's also a bit of the worry that, you know, if there's sudden influx of people into the tourism, like you see with places like in Croatia, you have people going in drives because of Game of Thrones. So if you have a lot of fans of Crazy Rich Asians who want to visit and then you redevelop it, but how will you manage the crowd as well, so that it doesn't, you don't have too many people, and then you risk.
Wait. I don't think Crazy Rich Asians have that kind of fan base.
You never know.
It's not like the Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, you know, kind of fan base where not only are those legacy films, but it's not superficial, I guess is what I can say. Maybe that's not the right word. But, you know, it's not the kind of fan base.
I agree. I get what you mean. I mean, yes, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, it's so different. And it's going to be in the minds of their fans forever.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it were me, I'm a fan of Game of Thrones. If I ever found myself in Croatia, I would go there. If I happened to be there 10 times, I'd probably always go and visit that place because I'm a huge fan of it. But Crazy Rich Asians is something that you enjoy in the moment. And, you know, that's it. While the whole the premiere and the campaign is happening, but I don't think that the hype would live on beyond that.
Yeah,
personally.
And I think that just goes back to making sure that you're not developing it just for fans of the movie itself, but to
because it's not going to be sustainable in that way. I mean, maybe, you know, Suan would be the only one there.
Well, I'm not that huge of a fan of the movie.
Okay, then none of us were going to be there.
I mean, but going back to what you said about it, pulling more people to the sites, I do think that films and pop culture does, it can play a really important, and by important, I mean a good positive role in, you know, bringing awareness to this, you know, these places exist, and I think that's good. But a negative side effect would be, of course, if like pretty much what happens to many other places that's in trend, there's an overcrowded, it'll get overcrowded, right? And I think that's the bad part of it. And like you said, I think there needs to be proper management of especially historical sites like Carcosa.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you don't want this renovation to, like what Carcosa was saying, that there's this wash away the history of the building and you know, have it just be about something that's fairly recent.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a shame. I think it wouldn't be fair to the local history.
All right, we do have someone on the line with his thoughts on this. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Hajini.
Hello, hi. Yes. Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. I'm a qualified tourist guide, and I've been in the industry for about 30 years and travel all over the world. I see something that can be done with Carcosa Negara,
right,
that can attract lots of tourists. At the same time, can preserve the main original structure of the building.
Right.
So it should be turned into a chocolate gallery or durian gallery. People will go there, do their shopping, chocolate shopping or durian shopping. At the same time, they can appreciate the history of that place, and it can turn into one of the tourist attraction.
Right, because of the chocolate and the durian, but also because of the historical importance of the buildings. So one building will be in charge of the chocolate, the chocolates, and another the durians.
You know, now there are a few local manufacturer, Malaysian brand that are really doing very well in the chocolate industry. I don't think I should mention the name, but there are.
Right, okay. Interesting perspective there. Thank you for sharing. I'm sure
you're
an industry expert, so there might be something there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So that's an interesting perspective, chocolate and durian.
It's still local specialties.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the durian would draw in more local tourists.
And the chocolate is for the foreigners.
Yeah, the atas.
All right. So let us know your thoughts. Would you visit a heritage site like Carcosa Srinagara because it was featured in a film?
Yeah, so your options are yes, or I would visit it anyway, or no. So you can take that poll or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
We'll be getting to our Twitter poll results and also your comments right after Big Spender by Shirley Bassey, BFM 89.9.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's Tina, Kelly and Suan on the Daily Digest. On the show today, we're about to wrap up, but we've discussed a couple of interesting topics.
Yes, in our first story, we spoke about this growing trend in South Korea where young employees decorate their desks and how that helps them cope with workplace stress. So we spoke to Dr. Jo Lo, a clinical psychologist, on how other people cope and what are the mental health benefits of doing this.
We have one comment on WhatsApp saying that I usually don't bring my merchandises from home to work. I'm too protective of them, but recently I brought my own anime mouse pad and a figurine to put on my desk, and it makes me happy, especially since it's a figurine of my favorite character, so it feels like a motivation as the figurine sits on my desk.
Oh, that's sweet.
And in our second story, we spoke to Elizabeth Cardosa from Badan Warisan Malaysia about possible plans to redevelop Carcosa Srinagara into an iconic tourist site. So we were asking you on Twitter, would you visit a heritage site such as Carcosa Srinagara because it was featured in a film? So in this case, it was Crazy Rich Asians. So 41% of you say you would visit it anyway. 30% of you say that yes, you would visit it because it was featured in a film, while 29% of you say that no, it wouldn't influence your decision. We also have a few comments on that on Twitter. Jasmine said that I think the film itself can boost the publicity of the heritage site, which is good. I've never watched Crazy Rich Asians, but I will still go and visit because Carcosa Srinagara is part of our history. So we also have another comment from Jonathan Lim on Twitter, saying that Crazy Rich Asians is not at the level of Game of Thrones or even James Bond. So, for example, the island near Phuket, named after 007, saw influx of tourists until today, but it was somewhat badly managed. So the key is to use that to further tourism rather than attract people to that particular place.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? What is the intent of developing the... the intent should be that it's because of the heritage, because of the history behind the buildings.
Historical value.
Yeah, not because some film made it popular.
Exactly, yes.
And you want to keep on reaping the benefit from that, right? So anyway, that's all we have on the hour today. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest. Look it up on our BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Kelly speaks with Senator Bob Manolan. He is one of the very few Orang Asli politicians in Parliament, so you want to stick around for that. For now, though, here's PJ Harvey with Community of Hope on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.